your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Production meeting, because that is what we do. You could just tell me on air. Oh, thank you, John. Welcome to the accredited, powered by 10th year seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and I feel like we severely limit what Johnny K can really do by only pairing it with Souse.
I'm John Mark, and yeah, I need it.
John is never up for our intros.
It's crazy. Ricardo, Kendrick dropped yesterday, so there was some hope.
We're going to get to that in our third segment when we actually talk about things related to that, because I feel like Andrew needs to be there for that. That is something that you and Andrew both need to be a part of. But as you know, on 10th year seniors, we are here to talk all things sports. We are here to talk all things pop culture. We are here to bring some levity to your Saturday morning drive or wherever you choose to listen, because God knows we need it after the week this country has had. And who knows what's going to happen next week, but we would be remiss without mentioning any of the negative things that are happening right now in the country. But we, like I said, we are here to bring levity. We are here to talk sports, and Ricardo is going to tell you how to reach us, because that's what he does.
I mean, it's a tough transition after that.
But there is no good transition to make. There's no good transition to make. We just got to say it, and then we got to move on.
Condolences to all the families that are grieving tragedies, the one earlier this week and the one yesterday. Thoughts and prayers with them. But as we move on this week, if you want to join the conversation, telephone lines are open, text lines are open. If you want to call in, you can reach in at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or you can call us toll-free at 242-300-5720. And again, the text line is open. That's 422-GR96 or 422-4796. And also, I think we skip this every week. We don't ever drop any of our handles. You could follow the 10YS page. You could also follow us on Facebook, IG, Jamadas. We got active.
We got everything, but just 10th year seniors is all the handles.
Okay. Yeah, we wanted to streamline everything. We couldn't have a bunch of different handles. That's more for
no,
us.
I meant for the...
No, I get that, but
We're available on Apple. We're available on any podcast app that you make.
Wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud. We're on TikTok. We need to do better at updating it. We need more young people to be a part of this. TikTok, there's IG, there's Twitter, formerly known as X. We ain't on Blue Sky or Truth Social.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
We on Truth.
See, there we go.
Why are we on Truth
Social? But if you want to reach out, you want to.
Because I signed up for it as soon as it came out, because I said I'm keeping our handle.
That's actually a pretty good idea. But if you want to reach out and you want to support the show in any which way, you can reach out. We're open to sponsors this week. In fact, this week we're kind of presented by the family over at Jimmy's Wines and Spirits, particularly the Bud Light brand. So they're tuning in, hoping that we could conclude that partnership in the coming weeks. But if you want to be a part of the show, be a part of the family, you can reach out to us. You can reach out to me personally at 827-1360 or 449-9949 to be a part of the movement. John, you could drop your contact information as well so they could...
Boy, am I giving these people my number?
I was about to say, you brave. You can email us at info@10ys.com. And we'll definitely...
Carter, you're a wild boy.
This is like
1990s rap where he's just giving up his number.
Yeah. I give it up the personal one, but we get the...
Oh, that's just the business line.
Got to do work.
I didn't know you have a business line. I'm not there yet.
A business line, too.
There we go, George.
Text us at 357-7335. We really don't answer that phone. We just look at the text.
That's the purpose of it.
I'm not going to lie. People just hit me on main line and that's it. I just have the one. But I'm moving slowly towards privilege as we get more involved in this space. Yeah. So we begin with our opening segment, What's the Lead? So that's where we talk about our most significant newsworthy topic, whether that's sports, whether that's pop culture, anything that we're interested in. So what's the lead for me this week? It has to be the fact that we had, well... We had two homecomings in the span of, I would say, between 7 to 10 days. One, right, we were celebrating the star that is. The other, we are, or we should be celebrating, the star that's to come. And I want to start here just by speaking about Vijay Edgecombe. So having the opportunity to watch him play the last two nights at Bahama Hoops, and I think I had a moment just sitting there, right? And I felt as if, as Bahamians, we've become accustomed to seeing us perform at this high level, and even seeing them do it at home, almost to the point that we're spoiled and we don't realize how rare of a feat this is. Like, there are many times, and I got to thinking just watching Vijay play, because not only was he the best high school prospect in the Bahamas, but he was the best player in New York for the last 2 years, winning Gatorade Player of the...
Best in America. We're just going to go that far. I don't care
what... I mean, yeah, you can argue that, and there's going to be arguments to be made, but really won the award for being the best high school player in New York for the last 2 years, and New York's going to claim that. New York's going to claim him. I feel like we have to claim our people first, and he was out there in the first game wearing the Bahamian flag-themed Kobe PEs that we've seen Buddy wear, and he just spoke about the pride he felt coming back home. And I just wonder, are we reciprocating that to our athletes when they do these kind of things? Because if it's not a two-way street, I feel like there's going to be some difficulties in these relationships down the road.
No, usually I'm the one that stands up and is like, hey, we need to do more to get persons to understand what's available, what's happening out
there. That is kind of your job.
Yes. But this week, watching everything related to Vijay, I was kind of taken aback, because the pride he showed in every interview that he did, every comment he made, he expressed his love for being able to play here in Nassau, to be a part of the tournament. And I'm like, where was the support? Where was the community? Where was the people to come out every single night and celebrate? Now, don't get me wrong, the building was packed. But what I'm trying to say is, I didn't feel like it was 100% we're just here to see Vijay.
I mean, one of the difficult things is it was price point. For some of the... No. I mean, I always complain...
No, this is a valid point. Yeah,
I always complain about, like, Bahamians going to the States. But I mean, it was $130 a night for the games, right? And that sometimes is outside the realm of people being able to go to...
Let them cook, then you go.
Go to the game. So, I mean, these teams, it's big teams. I think there was, like, 1,800 tickets sold for the Baja Mark, the tournament. So I could understand the aspect of that, but I also feel there could have been something, maybe a watch party at Baja Mar, where it could have been like, hey, for $15, you can come in, watch party, and then you could almost have a meet and greet with Baylor or whatever it is. Because we got to remember, as Bahamians, we latch on to these teams that have the Bahamians on it. So it's like, you may have never heard of, let's just say, heard Baylor, but everyone becomes a fan instantly of said place.
Yeah, we become for the next 5-6 months, we are going to be huge Baylor fans. Yeah. We are going to be fans of, because of the gravity of Vijay, we become fans of Norchad Omer, become fans of Jeremy Roach, especially after he hit that shot. But like, I agree with that. I don't feel, yes, within the small world of sports, because we exist in a very tiny bubble in this sports world. Right. So things that seem like they have a huge gravitational pull to us may not be the same across the board. I can't escape this feeling of us wanting to do more and wanting to see more for them, because I feel like they provide so much to us.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, it's not necessarily the need to spend the $130 on the ticket. It's the need to be a part of the conversation.
Yes.
It's the need to be a part of everything going on around. Now, John say, you know, doing like a pregame meetup or something like that. Yes, all that could have been done from, Bahamian private companies and all of that. What I'm trying to say is that community element. I didn't see anything trending on IG, didn't see anything trending on X, I didn't see anything going over the media on Facebook. This is what I'm saying. I didn't see that kind of buy-in, like, this is a big moment. Vijay dominating here and there. So I just didn't see it.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, and it goes back to a lot of cultural differences and what we find important, but you will see that in America.
Yeah.
So that's why I said they are going to get that love someplace else.
If you tapped into anything trending related to it, again, go back to the New York market, go back to the Texas market, see what the communities that are now embracing him, because he is now, he's getting close to once in a generation talent. He's right on the cusp of that. But if you go to those communities and you see how they have reacted this past week, look at the trends on ESPN, look at the comments down there. You see people understand that this guy is something. He's a must-watch talent. He's a must-watch follow. And you just build up from there. But I just didn't see it locally.
In the time of NIL, but these are big opportunities to be able to get your foot in with an athlete of this caliber. Because a lot of people would, this is my opinion, I would feel that a lot of people would take lesser amount in places like this than they used to just because of the fact that they're home.
Right.
Or it's a whole different vibe. So it's like, I mean, NIL, these players are getting paid between $1 million to $4 million a year just to play in school. Right. So you got to think of, that's more than an NBA rookie contract if you're a late first round pick. So that's why.
I was about to say they're getting them for cheap.
Yeah, they're getting them for cheap. But maybe one day, and it always is, it seems like Corbin Bahamas will step up after the fact, not before.
Yeah. To me, it was a missed opportunity from not throwing him under the bus.
Now, if 10YS had money, we could be doing things.
I just felt it was a missed opportunity. It's
always a great time to give us money. And if you're listening, at some point, Carter could tell you all the numbers again if you want to give us money.
Always, the 827-1360 number active if you want to, again, join our movement.
Now, that I will give you my personal number for.
Yeah, if you definitely want to do that, yeah. But no, back to the Bahama point. It's not dogging about in any which way. It's the idea that in the afternoon, you could have had some sort of meet and greet, just arrange it, you know, with the developers of this program. Like, get them out to maybe one of the pubs, or maybe what's the little pizzeria? What's the little pizzeria?
Pizza Lab?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Let the kids come out. Let the kids engage. Like, you could arrange all that to happen.
But I'll say this, and kudos to VJ for it, is that he doesn't deny people the opportunity
to meet
him at all. Like, he's a very, very open athlete, as in someone asks for a picture, yes, especially if it's kids and young people. Like, he's always.
So, in short, you're saying he's not Jason Kelce?
Yeah. Huh. He ain't hitting no one's phone.
I appreciate it.
I mean, they was doing a lot with, anyway, they was doing a lot with Jason Kelce. I stand with Jason Kelce on that. But the thing about it is, John is completely right about the sense of what it is to be a superstar and to be that young, knowing what's on the horizon, because a few months from now, there's going to be millions of dollars. Superstardom is going
more
to
millions.
Be here. Yeah, there's going to be more. Superstardom is going to be here. Your life is going to change even more drastically than it has in the last few years. But to see what the moment meant, it just felt like the gravity of this moment meant so much more to him than it meant to the Bahamian public. And that's, I hated that for him. I hated that for him.
One thing I do want to say is it's a very important moment when we interviewed VJ. When I told him I had my knee surgery, I'm trying to dunk like him. He said, man, you can't dunk no more. So there was a time where he might have thought I could have dunked, which is
okay.
Which I take that W.
Let me give
wins
the
wins, wins, bro. Wins are wins.
Let me give the backstory on this. So me and John are there interviewing VJ. He looks down at John's leg. John, who's walking much better, by the way, recovering from his ACL surgery. And then he makes a comment. And John just grasped onto that no more. You know, it's like when you have an argument with a gal. And then, like, I'm the only one that does that?
No, go ahead.
No, and then she seizes on that one thing. You may have said, I don't know, you made like 7 points, but she said that 1 point and then she just seized on it. That's what that was for John when he said the no more. And I looked at VJ and said, at what point did you think John could dunk? At what point in his life did you think that was possible?
I can't knock John. Gotta get a W.
And then we did. We had excuses for this self-aggrandizing tangent that 10YS has to go on. But so we had a podcast from, I think it was 2016, 2017.
Long time ago.
From 2016 or 2017. At this point, VJ was a ninth grader playing in Bimini. And
was he in ninth grade?
Maybe
he
eighth
was
or
13.
Ninth. He was 13, 14, whatever that was. And John was like, this kid is going to be something amazing.
Yeah.
He turned out to be completely right, and I have been hearing about it nearly every day since then. So maybe for the last 6-7 years, John has been mentioning this every day. And we had the actual clip of him saying that on the podcast, and we played it for VJ. And I had to capitulate. John may be the greatest basketball mind we have in the Bahamas.
The biggest thing is now said, I know you told him that story a million times, and I was like, I've never told him that thing. And then he said, nope, we're going to ask. And then he said, shout out to John.
Your pride in not telling him, the look on your face.
He was so proud.
He's so proud of being proud about not telling him.
Because we know some other people.
Well, yes.
That would have blasted stuff all over the internet.
That would have been the longest caption under that picture. You know, one day I saw him at a McDonald's, and this is what happened. And you tell the full story.
I'm Andrew, and this is...
Oh, I'm Andrew, and I'm Lil Wayne Kostemad.
Okay. We get into that.
We're gonna get to that later.
I would hear from him.
There's so many takes to have on this, but yes, there are many different things that we could have done. I just want us to be, and people always say it, you know, take care of your house first. We got to take care of our house first, because when athletes get to this certain status, we have to share them with the world. We don't have a choice. But I feel like we have to be taking care of home first.
Right. I mean, and I hate to say it like this is because of the week we're coming off, but this is why moments like this could be an inflection point. Because you look at the tragedy that we've experienced this week and you say to yourself, what else could we give people for them to have a better outlet? It's sports. You can look at sports, you can look at the development, you can look at the outreach, you can look at the successes that come out of it, and you realize that you could use this as the hope mechanism to drive change throughout our communities, to drive change throughout our environment, and realize that people could be better and do better.
And I mean, if anybody has, John had a great idea of, if anybody else has ideas of the kind of things that we can do for athletes when they're here, because we talk about celebrating them a lot and telling the story a lot, but it's the most necessary part of this. It's literally why all of us have this job. We have to tell the stories. When you think of the background VJ came from and what he had to climb over to get to this point, that story needs to be told repeatedly.
But let's just remember, too, and this is an important thing that should always be. We had high school nationals back then, right? It's been gone since COVID. We need to get back to these high school national
events. This is where people discovered him.
And this is people like me. This is
there it is. And that's the John that I know, and that's the one that the rest of the public needs to know.
No, but the thing is like, so yesterday in the broadcast, they played the video clips we had of VG at 13. People don't realize, like, how much of a deal that is, that you could say, all right, we were there when VJ was first starting out, right? And we're able to show the world where he started, right? His humble beginnings, because no one else has video like that. Everyone just sees him when he's out of AAU, going to New York. Tobias Harris won Player of the Year in New York too, just so you know.
That's important.
Yeah.
It's almost as if you need to fund digital media companies at the grassroots level that are there first doing this kind of work.
I feel like you could be more direct with that, though.
Give us money.
There we go. Okay.
Here's my question. Us aside, we can only do so much for what we could do with the numbers that we have. We're already short staff, one dude in Canada. You know what I mean? My question is this.
You know staff.
You know staff.
We got like 2.5 people.
Right. How much? No, I don't disagree with that at all. How much responsibility should we put on sports reporting? Because I think we're a long... I remember sport... Was it Steve McKinney?
It definitely was it Steve McKinney.
You are asking the wrong group of people. Carter would know.
Who the old sports guys is
about? Oh, when I came...
They still write sports? I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Brent's still active.
When I came into consciousness about this, Phil Smith was the biggest
name. Phil Smith, thank you.
Was the biggest name in this.
But my thing is, how much responsibility should we put on
them? But he was in a print... sports reporter.
Oh, you were. That's I didn't know he was just talking about print.
No.
Anybody reading no more?
No. I'm not talking
Guardian
about
Guardian Radio 96.9.
There we go.
But I'm looking at all these stations, all these channels, all these people. Where's our 30 for 30? I can't speak for y'all. When I want 30 for 30, that brings me to another emotional plane of being like, you know what? I actually care about Patrick Willis.
You need it.
And where he came from. And, I actually care about the childhood of some of these dudes and some of these women and where they came from. So who's...
Kick, save, and abuse.
So again...
That consists of having money.
And I'm looking at...
It doesn't. I'll explain to you why.
I'm looking at the false god Ricardo Wells. I can't speak to the expense. I can't speak to the networking. But... how much responsibility should we put on sports reporters for not doing their job?
I'm sorry. Why I say it doesn't take money, if you look at the investment we've made in
Carter, that is a terrible way to start.
Yeah. Hold on. No, let me just make the point.
But that mindset is what has the industry in the place where it is now.
Okay, let me rephrase that. If you look at what has been invested in our public broadcast station to date, again, not knocking ZNS, they're doing a terrific job developing digital and all of that. But what has been invested in that state-owned broadcast company, I don't see a problem why they can't devote a unit, two or three people, just to build up that portfolio.
Sounds very simple, but the thing is, it's never the public companies who are doing this. It's always private companies. And if it is a public company... they get a... That's why I say... I'm not saying...
Respectfully, just the other day, and I loved the show, it was this weird judge show that they did on ZNS. You sure that you could use the money for that? To give me like a 5-part series of Buddy Hill?
No.
But here's, why?
But you know my thing about
why?
Because people like drama.
My thing about that is, though, my thing about that is, we have to be bigger than whatever just the state-owned broadcasting,
broadcasting corporation is. Fair point. I think that's the level after. All I'm saying is you're paying people day-to-day. Again, no shot at the leadership over at ZNS, but you're paying people day-to-day to develop content to improve your community.
But then,
why isn't sports on the table?
Because it's not a top priority. It's not what's going. It's not what's going to sell. Nah. Because it's a business. It's a business first.
You can't tell me ZNS made money off of that judge show. You can't tell me ZNS is making money off of some of these morning shows.
I can tell you. I can tell you that people think that they will.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous to us.
No, but see, that's why you thought people was getting paid for commercials.
Fair point.
That's
fair point.
You don't seem to get it.
Think about how big. Listen, all of us are children of.
Everybody deserves an EV card.
There's a bunch of them and out there.
Y'all tell me behave. I ain't saying
nothing. Kendrick dropped yesterday. Y'all tell me behave. But everything, you got to release the
everything
hate.
Cool.
You got to release the
y'all
hate.
Tell me behave, but everything cool. Think about the fact that all of us are children of sports media in the digital age, right? But when the reason we started 10YS, because that didn't even exist here when we were coming out of school.
No.
Wait, digital media barely existed.
That was nowhere around. We came into this space as a mom and pop operation and disrupted and forced everyone else with 20 times the budget to follow behind what we were doing.
Right.
So that's why I said everything is doesn't always necessarily have to be led by the big budget, the big legacy media companies. But at the same time, though, all of this stuff takes a tremendous amount of funding. Because if we're talking about what that 30 for, I know get programs, but when you talk about that kind of thing, that takes research, that takes development, that takes crews, that is a lot.
Yeah, but if you pay attention to TikTok, every ministry now has a whole TikTok
page. Everyone
team,
has a TikTok page.
And you try to you can't put just two people on Red ZNS to make this happen.
We want it done well. And stop saying them. It don't have to be them. We got to think outside of them.
I think both of you are arguing from a truthful standpoint. I think False God is arguing from a standpoint of local news. And I see enough of those American local WXTL 14, and they'll do a story, and they don't have like enough. You could tell they don't have enough footage,
yeah.
But they're getting the information out that this kid is XYZ. To Niall's point, I think Niall and John are used to operating at a certain level of quality, John, and they want to look a certain way and sound a certain way. And John is a perfectionist in that regard. So John would want it to look like 30 for 30, which to Niall's point takes money. So honestly, Niall put it perfectly, even though he put it in a very Niall way. Whoever got money, attach yourself to 10th year seniors. I said, guess what? In association with 10th year seniors.
See, go ahead.
It's a great conversation. We will get back to it headed out of the break. But I also want us to get back to something very important we were talking about in terms of storytelling.
GNX?
Get to that eventually, yes. Sure. But we want to talk about how we celebrate our athletes and get into everything that went on with Jonquil last week.
Oh, boy.
Let's make sure to bring it to a point.
And I mean everything.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
It turns out that there's more than one special gift to give that special someone this Christmas. Consumers are searching for the perfect presents and the right prices, so what better way than to place your products or services in the Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide? This year's Christmas shoppers will be sure to find that special something for everyone on their list. For an all-inclusive price, you can have your ads published twice in December in the Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide, in addition to 10, 15, and 30-second commercials, and not to mention a web ad on the Nassau Guardians website. Advertising deadline is November 29th, remember. For more information, contact your sales agents or call the Nassau Guardian Advertising Department at 302-2300. That's 302-2300 and ask about our Holiday Gift Guide Media Bundle. You won't want to miss this opportunity. Ring in those holiday profits by placing an ad in the Nassau Guardian Holiday Gift Guide.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
But you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he send me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm gonna get the intro right.
I feel like you're getting better, though.
Right? I'm getting closer.
Like, yeah, I'm going to be supportive.
It's just becoming a little more natural.
It is becoming more natural. I'm getting the intro right. I got it. Did I get it this time?
No.
The music faded down, so I think I got it this time. Yeah. Welcome back to the Accredited here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is 10th Year Seniors. I'm Ronaldo, and I'm going to be forced to talk about the Adam Sandler of hip-hop very soon.
I'm Andrew, and all of you are wrong.
I'm Ricardo. Why is he the Adam Sandler of hip-hop? Like, I don't understand. Anyway, okay.
Because one moment he'll be talking, and then the next moment he'll be talking like this, just like Adam Sandler.
But Eminem did that for like 20 years.
Okay,
Andre 3000 did exactly.
And he doesn't do it anymore. So now he's the Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler of hip hop is not a pejorative term. He makes tens of millions of dollars for every terrible.
In a niche market.
You are taking it as a pejorative term. Yeah. I am not. I spend my time listening to Real Boston Richie. Don't take my advice.
Wow.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, and I'm John Mark. I mean. We'll get to the show.
John's all sick of us.
He doesn't like it at all.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. Again, if you want to join the conversation, phone lines are open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free at 300-5720 or the text line at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Yeah. I thought you were saying we got a text.
No, did we get any?
No, we don't have any text yet.
I was just making sure.
It happens.
We missed one before?
Yeah.
Oh.
Our apologies.
People take those kind of things personal. So if you have texted us in the past 4 weeks, read your text. Say that again.
We're new to this, so we're figuring things out.
Today I was notified that we needed to put the text line on charge, so it's now charging and open. So if you want to hit us up, please do.
I was notified. Listen to you.
I was notified. Notified.
This is the adult in the room.
Pardon me.
He was missing all kinds of things because he just didn't know how to put it on charge.
Nobody tell me.
Battery dead.
He should have gotten to the point.
Thank you, Andrew. Getting back to the point of the show, and driving the show is the role that I have been chosen to do. So we talked about storytelling. We talked about everything that was in the news, but there's no way we can avoid all of the controversy that happened last week. We didn't properly get an opportunity to talk about it. We spoke about prior to Jonquel's celebration for winning the WNBA Finals MVP, we talked about what we could expect for the weekend that was to come. What we did not expect was the backlash that was going to come from social media because Jonquel...
I was about to say, was that
trending enough for you?
I did not.
Yes!
How are you?
A modicum of sense could see that was going to happen.
Yes.
Why? Well, I don't have that modicum of sense. I don't have that modicum of sense or what?
At birth, behemoths get one or two things. A preferred version of a Kong salad and homophobia. Like, those are the two things.
I hate how true that is.
Like, you either a Scots person, tropical person, or traditional.
I don't like
traditional. And then you get a dose of
homophobia. I don't like Kong salad.
That's why you didn't know.
See? There we go.
That's why you didn't know.
You call it your own name. You call it your own name.
Oh, okay. That's why you didn't
know. No. From what I heard, that was going down, or that went down. I was like, here we go. You know. And that's the thing. It's recreational outrage. All y'all got a family member who gay. All. And in a person's out of my voice who like, he looks sweet. Like, all y'all have someone in y'all family who y'all looking at them either suspect or y'all know what it is because that's your family member because y'all grew up with them. As far as y'all concerned, he okay, but not one, probably the best athlete we've ever seen coming out of the Bahamas.
But the thing that really shocked me the most is all of this happened off of a voice note that nobody even stopped to say, let me verify this is a legitimate parent.
And that's what, not only that, let me verify that what they're saying actually happened, because that didn't actually happen. It didn't actually happen. There was no parading of her fiance. She didn't go in there and say any of this stuff. She didn't encourage any of that. She was just thanking all of the people in her life. That's someone who's in your life.
But that's why it terrifies me, because what it showed me is that all you need to do is stoke the flames enough and you could cause extreme outrage. But for some strange reason in the Bahamas, it just never happens for the right thing. It never happens.
Because people like drama.
Stoke the flames by existing.
So here's my thing, and how I wanted that to tie into the storytelling and what we were talking about, or the lack thereof of storytelling about China. Trying to reel it back in. If we don't, like we said in the first segment, if we don't appreciate our people the way we should, if we don't celebrate our people the way we should, and you alienate them to a certain extent, what does that leave for them to do? If they don't feel appreciated here, if we don't take care of home first, what do we think is going to happen? Because there's a whole lot of young women and young men watching the way that she was treated on social media. And she did a very good job, toning down the rhetoric. You're going to be defensive when something like that happens, when you come after someone that's a part of my family. So, yes, she was defensive at first, but I think she did a good job toning down the rhetoric after the fact. If we continue to do that kind of thing, for whatever reason we choose to alienate someone, for whatever stance we choose to take, if we continue to do that, like I said, there are people that are coming behind her that are watching. Yeah. There's a whole generation coming behind that are watching. And are they going to be as loyal and as true to all of this stuff that we love if they know they're going to be treated like that?
The funny part about it is what she got was light.
Yeah,
completely. You ask me what she got was light. If that was Buddy?
Yeah.
Jesus of Moisey. I don't know if you can go back Freeport. Not to a free Freeport. You crazy? No, but what? And again, I don't care. No one in this room cares. John's really the most conservative person in this room. Did you hear?
No.
Trump's America. Like, if he don't care, no one cares.
Fun fact, I learned in the first segment that 10th year seniors is on Truth Social.
Pardon me? John.
I learned that 20 minutes ago.
I got the handle when it came out. You got to protect your brand.
From
anyone. I don't care.
Speaking of protecting.
We could go with the Twitter story how we had to get the handle from someone.
We did.
There's an agenda there. Continue.
Speaking of agendas, I want to get to the agenda of Tings is Tings or Down Bad, which we used to centralize just to specifically talk about the NFL, but we are going to expand that now to talk about anything we want to discuss in sports or pop culture. Voice notes. I don't know if you want to do that. I leave your voice notes private, John. You had some amazing takes during the WNBA finals. Yes, definitely down bad. But I want to start with something that both Andrew and the false god Ricardo Wells have given voice to very early on. They tried to tease it, but now I'm going to let them talk about it now. Kendrick Lamar just dropped, and I'm not sure if that's an album or a mixtape, but
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so
it doesn't matter. It's a fine piece of work.
Kendrick Lamar's new project, Tings is Tings or Down Bad?
Tings is Tings.
Tings
is Tings. Tings is Tings.
Tings is Tings.
He had a lot to get off his chest. I still
are. Didn't he get it all off of his chest?
No. Okay. You gotta. And I told Andrew this in a group that we're.
You didn't hear that.
Kendrick is quickly becoming Batman. What I mean to say is,
don't shoot.
Hold on.
No, he is.
He's vengeful for no reason. For no reason. Like, he just woke up this morning. He's like, I still mad. Why? Like, you can be happy now. You won. He's mad because people didn't allow him to win as gracefully as he thought he should have
won. Now you're making me feel like a 60-year-old person when you try to say anyone else is good as Michael Jordan. Because to compare someone to Batman...
He has a Tupac sounding track on that, too. You might like that. It's really good.
Reincarnated.
Go on.
It's really good. It's really good. Okay. I would play it, but...
Can you play that on the
I was about to say, you can't. You can't.
Still listening to Real Boxing.
But he's very angry in that.
The state of boxing. Tings is tings or down bad? This
like,
is come...
The state of boxing, like, just in the world?
Yeah, the state of boxing when we think of the sport right now. I didn't want to go locally yet. Tings is tings.
It still gets the people excited because now I think boxing has the new reality show where it's like... They're putting these matchups together that are going to interest people. It's not like, oh, for the heavyweight. No one cares about no heavyweight. People want to see old people fight old people or bloggers fight real old fighters. But, like, that's just how it is reality TV.
But that's my point, John. And because of that, because
money, they're getting paid.
Because it has become more entertainment, the actual boxing purists would say down bad. Because
down bad. If I wanted to see that, Vince McMahon was my guy. Down bad.
It has gone to sports entertainment now. That's what it is.
From I could see, I think the other day, what's the heavy set white guy that boxed back in the day?
All of them.
That was what, Dusty Rhodes?
No. Box back in the day.
Kurt Angle.
No. Oh my God.
Stone Cold.
I think his name is like Butterbean or something like that.
Oh yeah.
He's now challenging Jake Paul. I don't know how true it is, but I saw it like on.
Well, he saw how much Mike Tyson got paid, so he's like, bro.
I would challenge Jake Paul.
Yeah. I saw a video the other day of George Foreman back in the... I was like, bro, what is happening?
For a quarter of money that Mike Tyson got, I'll fight Jake Paul.
It's 2024.
I'll fight Jake Paul today.
I'm not a conspiracy guy.
I absolutely would.
I'm not a conspiracy guy, but I watched some slow motion clips. Mike was pulling them punches. Mike was in boxing
for that's the point, though. It's now more sports. Million. It's now more sports entertainment.
I agree.
Now more sports entertainment. This was the problem that... happened with boxing to begin with, and that's why MMA crept in there, because it has the you position what happened with Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, and then the way you saw John Bones Jones defeat Stevich.
I get what it. He did the Trump dance after.
I didn't like that.
Why?
It just was cringe.
Oh, okay.
I really don't care if he's a Trump supporter. I really don't care about that. But like
the dance is cringe.
No, the dance was cringe, but then he goes there, he started bowing to him and doing the double handshake. I was like, bro, calm down.
Glaze.
Right, he was glazing.
Tings is tings or down bad?
Down bad.
When did it?
Right now.
We're in it.
Last night was the Hall of Fame ceremony.
I hate the fact that you don't
I was watching VJ.
I was about to say, do you see how I ended that sentence with an open-ended question? Because this was happening at Bahama, the same place where we were watching the country's next great basketball superstar.
Here's what's funny.
I was watching VJ. So.
I'm there early because I have to set up some stuff for Bahama Hoops. And then I see someone from a news company come in and say, but you here early, man? You come to watch the first game? He's like, oh, no, Hall of Fame. I was like, wait, when that happened?
Jesus. Yeah, we down bad.
Nah, I have to say it like this. That entire celebration showed me like how big the disconnect is. And I think what we have right now at the top level is a group of people that just love the idea of celebrating themselves instead of trying to uplift who's behind them. Like, it's wild to me like how disconnect. You're literally throwing an entire party for the five people you already know.
It's like 22.
For the five people you already know.
But this goes back to what we spoke about early in the first few segments and a lack of storytelling. Because when a Hall of Fame class happens, when Sports Month happened, and you're talking about a month-long celebration.
Did Kendall Isaacs play sports?
Yes.
Okay. But Brave.
What sport?
We're not going to do this again. We are not going to do this again. We have been sitting here asking for people to buy into what we do. You can't go against that.
Trying to cancel it out, right?
No. Anyway,
call Ricardo though.
If we're talking about storytelling and getting things done right and getting the word out and making people culturally significant, that's not happening with Sports Month.
Bro, right I don't now. Even need them to like be the ESPYs. But all I'm saying is, look at it like this:
they had an award show.
You had John Krell in town.
Wasn't like the ESPYs.
You have VJ in town.
Yeah, but we was rowing.
All of these opportunities to put them up, like.
So
VJ, they're saying they can watch him on TV.
Yeah, but I mean, they were supposed to try to do something for VJ at the beginning of the game. and then no one showed up.
To be fair, so too, the way,
just like,
the way the Behemoth mentality
that is a story.
The way the Behemoth mentality
I don't know
is,
how much John wants to share about that. They, just,
they'll say Jungle ain't do enough yet. I agree.
Because she's a defensive player of the year.
She's the greatest athlete, again, that we've pumped out in years.
So what is enough?
Enough is longevity. Behemoths believe in longevity. You gotta be over. You gotta be.
No,
over
they don't. Look at LeBron. They don't believe in LeBron.
Bahamians?
Yeah.
No, no. I'm talking about Bahamians.
No, yeah.
You gotta be over 50 or 60 with a limp, and you know, be visual for them to be like, oh, that's your Uncle Jones boy. Why am I supposed to be in the park? They need that story.
That's the one. The park.
Right.
Play local league.
They need that park story to be like, yeah, I was there. Here's the thing. By the da, 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 da.
All right, let's just say when Buddy retires from the NBA, right? Let's just say he plays 1 year in Grand Bahama Basketball Association at like 45. They would say that he's the greatest player ever because he, you know, that would be the legacy.
That would solidify it.
That would solidify his legacy. Then no one else would care about anything else. They'd be like, boy, that 1 year he played in Grand Bahama Basketball Association, but he was killing.
And y'all know dudes like mine. They'll be ready with, no, boy, nobody's been, I was playing Buddy, but they block him. I broke a bite, but I push the whole tree on, and they'll tell us all over the place. Come on, now we do it.
I don't know if you could say that.
I don't know. At 45, Buddy's still playing.
So to bring it back, to bring it back to the sports month
love
point,
you love.
Then yeah, I think sports month is down by, there has to absolutely be more done with it. And yes, I recognize our biases as sports people, but it just kind of felt like the whole thing was swept under the rug. NBA ratings, Tings is Tings, or down bad?
I don't have a... I don't understand the free code. Yes, people aren't watching, but...
It's early.
That is the whole free code, if you understand the business model.
I understand it, but what I'm saying to you is...
NFL King.
It's November, bro. Like, what... You think I got cut off Jameis Winston playing in the snow to watch... I'm a Laker fan. Wait. I barely watch a Laker
I wouldn't cut off Jameis Winston just giving a speech to... High schoolers.
He's too good, bro.
Jameis Winston's the greatest.
He's too good.
I don't know. He could have freed the slaves.
He probably did. He probably did.
He could have been the first black president.
Seriously, like.
I'm going to tell you right now, I honestly think Jameis Winston will and should run for president of the United States.
I good.
What do you say? The horse is ready for battle, but God is in control?
Yes.
What does that mean?
But yes, Andrew.
Whatever you feel.
Yes.
Whatever you feel.
Say it again and then try to refute it.
I guarantee you right now, if you bring him to Nassau right now and put him in a church, they'll have the biggest building on this island in no time.
Did y'all see the clip of the woman, the white lady, talking about oil? There's a clip floating around social media. This one, the white woman's in a black church. She's like, what do you need to fry chicken? Oil. What do you need to fry this?
What do you need to fry bacon? Yeah.
So you don't need no oil for bacon because it's ready there. Sometimes you got to be your oil. And everyone was like, yeah. And if you have Sam, she was like, what?
Yeah, no.
What?
Some of these things.
To take it back to the John Crow conversation, we got a text and it's going to be difficult to get through. There's so much more time we have.
We got
10 minutes.
All right. So text read, Jets, if she acknowledged her partner, then she did do what was said. But do we care a child was offended and told her mother how many other children were? Miss Jones knew from the BTC fiasco that we ain't about her way of life. She should have respected us and stay away from it, period. We are Africans.
Are we? African?
I'm not Suvian.
Are you? I'm just trying to say.
And were you?
No, there's a second one.
Let me let him finish first before.
Only Europeans are about that life. We can't sell our souls for stardom. We don't discriminate. Gay people living great here. MPs, docs, pastors, etc. is all about respect.
Okay, what I'm confused as to where the disrespect came in. They're saying the child was offended.
So
and
because
told the
child was offended and reported it back to the parent, that should be where the outrage stems from.
But my thing was was the child offended or did they have questions for the parent?
I'm still saying we don't even know if the child scenario even transpired.
That's my point though. I'm a father. Your child having questions for you doesn't mean someone was offended. That just means you have to do your job as a parent. I prepared my son for all of this stuff that I know the world is going to put out there. We have to stop doing this thing where we're infantilizing children to the point where we think they don't know anything. They are exposed to so much more than children from previous generations. They know more than you all know. Right now, they know more than you all know.
TikTok.
They definitely knew more than you all knew at when y'all was their age. So let's stop pretending that we live inside some bubble and they don't know what's going on out there.
And I'm trying my hardest not to be disrespectful in this scenario, but I'll hang my hat on this. Why do you feel that your parenting should falter to some mass ridiculousness that exists out there? However you view it. If you feel like her lifestyle is problematic, why can't your parenting supersede that? That's like, why can't you raise your child beyond that point? Why is that the nail in the coffin? Hey, I failed my kid because Jonquil Jones visited his old school.
My thing is, and I was telling Nell this is last week, if she would have gone in and say, I'm Jonquil Jones, this is my fiance, and all y'all need to be this way, that's different. But then also you got to look at the other side. There may be children in there who are gay. But they might be gay. And then they see someone reach the highest level of what that might motivate them to move on in life, to be like, hey, I could be something great too, despite of me feeling or me being this
out
way.
Of fitting anyway.
So it's just like one person, oh, my parent, this, but next thing you know, other people could come out saying I can be the greatest regardless of who I am.
I repeat over and over. The onus in this world in 2024, the way we live, the onus in this world is on you as a parent to do everything in your power to raise your child.
A moment of honesty, you couldn't find anyone more homophobic than me. I grew up, I'm an 80s baby. I grew up homophobic. If you had any femininity in you, you get slapped in the back of your head. You get teased, X, Y, Z. I did that in high school. I was a bully. More or less, yeah.
At Kingsway.
Yes.
With no swimming pool.
Because I was a chubby kid. I needed an outlet. You was going to laugh at me, so I could tease you for being gay.
And that's why he's funny.
That
the text to follow it up, not to cut you off, Andrew. Please don't be simple. A lion is a type of cat. An African is a type of human. It's not about exposure. It's about what is right and versus wrong. Why should I have to explain unnatural lifestyles to my child?
Because you exist in a world where those lifestyles exist. And if you don't confront something head on and explain it to your children, then don't you think that they would be lost?
If I think
there's a problem out there, listen, you cannot control what the world does. You can control your house. You cannot control what the world does. At some point, your child is going to leave your house. That's not an opinion. That is a fact. They are going to be confronted with these things.
Well, not very likely in this economy. But
I see what you did there. Great joke about our horrible housing market. Prepare them for what they are going to see, or are you going to bury your head in the sand and say, this doesn't exist?
That is the mindset that is reflective of what we've seen this past week. The belief that society has... Also, I'm not saying that you have to sit your child down and address and have some big speech. You need to have your child understand that the world out there is different from what we see. This is how you address it.
Also, let me be very clear with y'all. It's no disrespect. It's kind of weird to be wondering what two people doing consensually behind closed doors. I really don't care what y'all doing behind closed doors.
You know,
I don't want y'all to know what I do behind closed doors. As long as children aren't being directly affected, I'm talking about harm coming to your child.
Like a rapist.
Right. Like, and so let me get it straight. Y'all are very, 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 very concerned about what Jonquil is doing consensually with a person versus a child that went missing and is now dead. And where's your priority now? We just lost a whole little girl. Pedophilia is a thing on this island. Y'all will go behind a car and watch a car slow down next to girls with uniforms on, honk at them, and shout at them, and scream at them. And y'all are like, look at this fella trying to get this girl. That's pedophilia.
That's worse.
Y'all have a bunch of men with stories about being with women when they was 14 years old. The women were 30-something years old. That's rape. But y'all don't want to talk about that. Y'all see two people doing what they want to do as adults. Who ain't bothering y'all, who ain't doing a Christ thing to y'all. That's unnatural. Our entire system is unnatural.
We're
talking about, cut it out.
We have about 5 minutes left, and I just want to close the point off with this. We can't pick and choose when we pick up our morals and values.
You good at closing points.
We just can't do it. We can't do it.
Bring it home.
We can't pick and choose when we do this. If we're going to stand on our morals and values as a Christian nation, that's a 24/7 job. That's not a, hey, only on Sundays during church or when you leave. That's not only when you pray in the morning or when you pray during meal time. It's a 24/7 job.
You can't go to the bar?
Right after. You know what my biggest question about this was? So is this a stance that we're going to take before these people go? We love when we're draped in the flag and we get to celebrate what they do. Is this a stance we take when they actually do the thing that they're excellent at, that we're proud of? Or is this only for specific instances like this. Because if I'm them, if I'm that athlete, whether it's Jonquil or someone else, and I know this is what you think of me, then keep that same energy.
I saw they think that you should pull out some sort of basketball player. You need to meet this criteria. We hold our sport, our athletes to higher standards than we hold our politicians. We hold our athletes to higher standards than we do our actual pastors, our community leaders. How is that possible?
Facts.
How is that possible? That anyway.
And it wasn't me this time, guys. It wasn't me this time. All right, so anything else that we wanted to get into? We didn't have time for that.
I feel like we're giving up time to Kendrick. We didn't
give enough time to Kendrick. But transition. Miami Dolphins. Things are down bad.
We played y'all tomorrow. Things down bad for y'all. Drake May about to get his first win against Miami Dolphins.
John, as a former Dolphin, thinks his things.
You're a down, former Dolphin, too?
Down, but no, I'm still a Dolphin.
Oh, because I was about to say.
I can't. Bad, abusive relationships, conservative nation.
We gotta, you know, we gotta leave them, John. We have to listen.
Stop being a bad influence.
We encourage people to leave abusive relationships. We've been in an abusive relationship with the Dolphins for years.
Anyway. Please don't assist them.
I still think Dolphins things are things. As long as Tua doesn't try to tackle anyone, it's a win.
Which he will try and do with his head. Like directly with the thing that drives.
It's like, oh, let me go with the crown on my helmet. Yes. Like, come on now.
He will do that. Shout out to him. He, that boy hates life.
Medical retirement. That's what he wants. Yes. He wants medical to get all his bub.
Shout out to Tua. Shout out to us for making points. This has been.
Oh, also the Steelers are fake. The Browns beat them. Come on now.
12 o'clock, Sean. This has been by 10th year seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. We will see you guys next week. Keep the takes coming.